And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. We're joined in the studio now by our favorite brewer on Patterson Avenue, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. Hey, good morning, Chaz.
Morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Man, I'm drinking about it this morning.
Oh, I tell you what, you're always welcome in our studio. We are live and local in downtown beautiful Grand Rapids at the Spartan Studios, and Chaz has brought a mainstay. I misspoke and said it was one of his new beers, but this is one of their foundation beers, the Bone Crusher Stout. Let's talk a little bit about that, Chaz.
Well, Bone Crusher Stout is an American stout, and it's got some nice coffee and chocolate tones in it.
Breakfast beer.
Oh, it's great at
and
breakfast,
it's not
man.
Overly sweet. Some people take these stouts, and they throw the coffee and the chocolate in them, and they sweeten them up so much that, to me, they're not stouts. This tastes more like a traditional stout with just a little hint of the chocolate in it.
Well, we put a little bit of kick, a little hop in there, too. Just because it's West Michigan, they're all hopheads, so yeah. You got to put that little kiss of hops in there.
Now, to please those hopheads, some of them have wives, and some of their wives actually like beer.
Oh, we're finding more and more ladies that like beer.
Right.
It's a phenomenon, and a few of my guys were asking me, they're like, well, what do I get for my lady? Well, I'll tell you what you get. You get her a ticket to tonight's Ladies Ale Society at the brewery. We have a ladies-only tasting. I'm the only guy in the room. And we're going to
How do you work that gig, man?
It's kind of scary, man.
Yeah.
That many women drinking, you're outnumbered. But what we've found out is that a lot of times when the ladies come into the brewery, you guys try and influence them too much. And you try and get them to drink what you like. And that's not a lady's style. It's back to what Bob was saying earlier when they give you that look and you should run for cover.
Right.
Buy them a ticket. Send them in. The ladies are going to sit around together, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them through how beer's made, why certain beers taste like they do, what ingredients bring to the party. So I kind of give them like the breakdown of a recipe of it, and they understand beer. They get to taste over 12 different beers and go through and just get a little sampling with their girlfriends and talk about them in their comfort zone, you know, with the other ladies. And what they'll get out of it is they will find two or three of these beers that they love. And then they start thinking about, well, what food would that go with? And you know what that translates into? Better dinner for you, man.
Yeah, you got that right. And my wife is not a beer aficionado at all, but you know, she'd take a chance on something like this with the girls. I mean, it's a fun girls' night out. And how long does this thing last, and when's it start?
We're going to get fired up tonight at 8 o'clock. It's $15 participation fee. Get some in. They get some beers, plenty of beers for that. And I tell the guys down at the brewery, buy your wife a ticket, because if you give her a kitchen pass before deer camp, you're going to get a lot better reception when you head out that door for 4 or 5 days.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. This is genius, because all the guys are headed off to deer camp right now. Here's a good way to babysit your wife and know that she's just with a bunch of women.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to go with that whole babysitting line, Bob. I think my wife can just go down and have a good time at the brewery.
Yeah, it's her night out before you head off to camp.
No, you need to structure her entertainment so that she, you know, doesn't stray.
Yeah, right. And then when I come back from deer camp, my life will be structured. You can count on that.
She'll have a girlfriend, and it'll be from Schmoes.
Yeah. So, Chaz, we want to go to deer camp, but that's a cool event you got going on. Ladies, if you have any opportunity to get away tonight, go check this out. Chaz is the consummate host. You won't miss him. He'll be the only guy in the room with a beard, unless you bring one of your bearded lady girlfriends. But anyway, you'll have a great time. He'll serve you some great beer. And it's just for $15. What a great way to get a taste of all the great things that are made at Schmoes.
Are you going to have your coyote hat on?
No, it's a little warm for that back there in the back. Yeah. For the
with
coyote
all those women
hat.
In there, you're going to be hot as it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got Chef Dewey bringing down some hors d'oeuvres for us, so the ladies will have a little bit of snacking while they're drinking. We encourage them to moderate and really understand the beers and appreciate them. This isn't just a get-drunk thing. This is, you know, learning about beer.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Now, what are you guys taking for beer to deer camp?
Well, it looks like Bone Crusher. We're going to have to fight over it.
Yeah, right. But, there's enough to go around. Like yeah. I said, Chaz brings 24 calling cards when he shows up, so we'll be good. But, I'm going to be taking some Schmoes beer with me, I think. And I'm probably going to have to stop back by the brewery after the show and pick up a little bit more, because I don't think the six that are coming my way are going to make it all the way through deer camp. But we'll make sure we get over there.
You're assuming you get
six. That's right.
Well, you drove.
Yeah. Chaz, what other flavors do we have this time of year that are popular with the guys?
Well, the Oktoberfest is still rocking. I mean, it's a dark American wheat, and that's really popular with the guys, especially if you're grilling that first piece of tenderloin. You know, that inside strap, when you're processing out your deer and you get that thing out, if you're like me, you're running for that grill.
Absolutely.
As soon as you get that thing out of there. Because that's like the reward candy right there when you bag a decent deer.
Yeah, Randy has some recent experience with straps.
Yeah, I do. I've got a couple in the fridge right now that I've got shrink wrapped that we're going to be bringing with us. In all honesty, I didn't shoot it. I found it, but it was fresh. So we
walked up to his driveway and died.
Yeah, there.
By a car.
I think it got hit by a car, but it couldn't have been more than a minute or two before I got to get my mail, because it was.
Is that like the 5-second rule?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it had to go somewhere. So I indulged a bit, and we've got fresh backstrap to take. To camp now.
It was nice of him to just walk up to your house and, you know, save you all that dragging.
Yeah, I actually went down in the garage, got the tractor with the bucket on it, went out, threw it in the bucket, drove it into the garage. It was nice and warm in there, the whole deal. But anyway, not necessarily proud of that, but it was an opportunity, and I knew it was very fresh, so we made that happen. But anyway, if that's illegal and you're listening out there, I didn't do it.
Hey, you know, another good beer to try, I still got some of my John T. Pilsner,
okay,
which is a Czech Pilsner. I think I brought that on early this summer. We got a few cases of that left, and I'll tell you, when you're using the herbs like rosemary and sage and things like that, which I love to put with venison, and when I'm putting it on the grill, even grilling some vegetables and throwing some rosemary sprigs in there just for that aroma and stuff, a crisp Pilsner. That's a bang-up one right there.
You know, we've got, I'm going to miss this because December 17th is my wife's family Christmas. I'll be down in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, our anniversary
but
party.
You have a big party coming up, and Jop and the other grilling guy, the silent grilling guy, is going to be on, Greg Mosheri and Phil Tower. So the three of those superstars are going to come down there and broadcast from Schmoes. And I get to miss it.
We're going to have a great time that morning. We're going to open early at 9 in the morning.
It'll probably be the best show we've ever done.
We're serving breakfast off the grill.
That's right. It'll be our first Grand Rapids Brewery broadcast. We were down in Arcadia a couple weeks ago in Battle Creek, but we're bringing a broadcast to a brewery in Grand Rapids near you, and it's going to be Schmoes on the 17th of
December.
And
you'll have Greg and Phil with you. I mean, those guys are 20-some year pros.
Yeah, I won't know what to say, right?
I've seen that a lot.
But anyway, hey, you know, this stout is could be considered a breakfast beer. And when you're at deer camp, one of the things that I like to do for breakfast, it's a thing called a Scottish egg. And there's a lot of ways to do this, but the way I like to do it, because I'm a grilling guy, it's really simple. Boil up a couple dozen hard-boiled eggs, okay? Just boil them, peel them, put them in the fridge. And then what you want to do is get yourself some of your favorite breakfast sausage, not links or patties, but just regular raw breakfast sausage that would come in like a package of hamburger. You're going to want to flatten that out and take about, oh, maybe a quarter inch thick and wrap it around the egg. So you've got the hard-boiled egg inside, like a ball it up around on the sausage.
So it looks like a hand grenade.
Yeah, exactly. And then you take that and you put it on, put some seasoning on it, whatever you like. I like our cherry rub, the Three Little Pigs cherry rub that goes on the outside of that. I put some of that on there. Then we put it on the smoker and let it go for about an hour and a half. If you got the smoker lit up for making jerky, which is great for deer camp or whatever else you got going on there, but about an hour and a half on there just so that sausage gets cooked is all you want, about 200, 225, just like you're smoking everything else.
At least an hour.
Yeah, an hour or two. But at the end of the day, these things are done. The egg's cooked on the inside. All you're doing is cooking the sausage. You can wrap these things up in foil and put them in the fridge. Okay, you're leaving for deer camp. You take the two dozen of these things with you. If you're like us, you might have a little problem getting out of bed in the morning to get up and get in your stand. And if that's the case, you don't have time to make a hot breakfast. You can pop these things in the microwave if you're in your cabin, or just take them cold because the sausage cooked, the egg is in there, and you put a couple of those things in your pocket, and as you're sitting out there, you just pull them out and eat them like an apple. I tell you what, that is a great little portable deal to take out to the deer stand with you. They're very filling. They're very tasty. So, and you can make them ahead. You make them today or tomorrow, they'll be perfect. Good on Tuesday or Wednesday.
You better make an extra dozen because as soon as they come off the smoker, you're going to want three or four.
Yeah, exactly.
You can make a little sauce for those too.
Yeah.
Tastes pretty good.
Yeah, they are. But hey, just a neat little tip, guys. These things are called Scottish eggs is the term, but it's a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage and smoked. I would deep fry them. I don't particularly care for them that way. I prefer them on the smoker.
I'd pair that up with a Schmo's treasure chest.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Treasure chest would be good with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, ESB. It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Flavored. So we've got Brian Fonger producing the show today. He is the master at the board here and does just a great job for us. But he's also works with Bakita and Bentley, and he's got the rap on high school football. So what else do you know about this little little area we live in, and what else is going on this weekend?
Well, we've got some local high school teams in action this afternoon. We got Rockford taking on Grand Blanc. That's a home game for Rockford at 1 o'clock this afternoon. As well as in Division III, we got East Grand Rapids taking on Holland. That's at Holland. When was the last time Holland's had a home playoff game in the quarterfinals?
They've had a good year, though.
They've had a wonderful year thanks to their quarterback, Willis. I agree. He's an absolute stud.
Got a lot of people looking at him.
Yes, but and those teams lock horns at 1 o'clock as well. Last night in Division IV, Comstock Park and Zeeland West both won, so those two will play each other next week for a trip to Ford Field on the line. Site to be determined in that one. Division 5 today at 3 o'clock, West Catholic. They continue. They play Menominee today.
That's going to be a great game.
That'll be a good game. And people are saying that, you know, with West Catholic getting past, you know, some of their previous games, they're the team to beat in Division 5 due to what they did last year.
Menominee, I've heard a lot about this year also.
Right.
And that they're going to come down here. You're talking about Upper kids now that are going to have a seven-hour bus ride. They're going to be ready to do business.
Right. And
probably have their marble knives with them, too, so you've got to be careful about those Upper kids.
Right. And
give them a break. They're high school kids. They're not bringing knives. Come on,
they get a posse when they win.
Yeah. It's Menominee.
Right. And one more local team along the lakeshore, the Montague Wildcats in Division 6. They play Ithaca today at 1 o'clock as well.
Another annual favorite, Montague.
Correct. They've
been strong several years now.
They've been under the radar, and they shut out the Oak Ridge Eagles last week. That's
a
impressive.
Deep program, Montague. It's
very
not
deep.
A big school. Are they five?
Six.
So they're six.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw them at Ford Field last year, and I'll tell you what, those kids played some ball.
If they beat Ithaca, I don't see any reason why they can't win it this year.
Good for them.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about our Lowell Red Arrows playing Fenton in Lowell. That's a home game for Lowell at 1 o'clock. So I know Bob's son plays on the team. So Bob's blowing out of here after the show and headed right there, going to fire up the tech and do a little tailgating with some tenderloin, I understand.
Tenderloin.
Wow, going to be a fantastic day. We got some college games going on, too. Our Spartans are at Iowa at noon. The Wolverines are playing at Illinois. That's a 3:30 kickoff. Grand Valley is hosting Saginaw Valley at 1. The Ferris Bulldogs are hosting Northwood. And both Central and Western played earlier in the week. Central played on Thursday and Western played on Tuesday. So that's the high school and college wrap-up. But
I'm a little worried about State going to Iowa.
Well,
Cousins just falls apart on the road.
Well, you know, hopefully he's got
it together. Trap game. Just like last year.
Yep.
I smell a trap.
Yep.
Yep, exactly.
They should put nickels on the as quarter when they go on the road.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, coming up next, we've got, I'm sure we're going to get a great story from Cowboy Rob Russell out in Kansas, because Bob just got back from spending 5 days with him. They did a little bit of business for the Ace of Hearts Barbecue Company, but they did quite a little bit of hunting as well. So I'm looking forward to Rob's latest recipe, as well as the story of the big one that got away. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Sorry to say, but I don't feel the same. You're so damn relentless. And you...
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.